Jerry, was it love? No. Was it lust? No. Was it tenderness, sweetness, the first time they talk about in magazines? No, 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 no. Speak up, Mia Tilda. Ah, Melinda, I can't hear you. My head is killing me. My throat is killing me. My stomach bubbles with toxic waste. I just want to sleep. A coma would be nice, or amnesia. Anything, just to get rid of this, these thoughts, whispers in my mind. Did he rape my head, too? I take 2 Tylenol and eat a bowl of pudding. Then I watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood and fall asleep. A trip to the neighborhood of make-believe would be nice. Maybe I could stay with Daniel Striped Tiger in his treehouse.
Melinda imagines TV talk show hosts interviewing her about the rape. That's a really creative way for her to see the whole incident from someone else's point of view. And when she does, she realizes that it really wasn't her fault. Andy is the one to blame. I hadn't realized before how guilty Melinda felt about the rape. I've heard that this often happens when someone is a victim of a violent crime. But I'm glad that Melinda's finally realizing that the rape wasn't her fault, even if she was drunk, and even if she was too scared to yell. Let's go on to the section on page 165 called Real Spring.
Real Spring. May is finally here and it has stopped raining. Good thing, too. The mayor of Syracuse was about to put out a call for a guy named Noah. The sun appears butter yellow and so warm it coaxes tulips out of the crusty mud. A miracle. Our yard is a mess. All our neighbors have these great magazine cover yards with flowers that match their shutters and expensive white rocks that border fresh mounds of mulch. Ours has green bushes that just about cover the front windows and lots of dead leaves. Mom is already gone. Saturday is the biggest selling day of the week at Efforts. Dad snores upstairs. I put on old jeans.